I thought we'd just turn up and we'd be probably digging a little bit. I'd seen Time Team and I'd seen people down in the mud troweling away, occasionally bringing out a piece of pottery that had them all in fits. But as soon as we got there, we realised we were going to be expected to do everything. And under the guidance of Lawrence, who was a wonderfully, wonderfully patient teacher, we did everything. So I remember my first day being told candid graph paper and a pencil and said, right, you're going to draw the trench. You're going to stratify the trench and you're going to measure it and you're going to do a detailed scale drawing of the trench wall, which absolutely terrified me, but I got through it. And a few days later, I finished it. Lawrence was very pleased with it. And I suddenly realised how detailed archaeology was. Then we were allowed to go in and I actually got some down on my hands and knees and we were actually excavating, carefully troweling away. And I was amazed about how careful and precise you had to be. I hadn't realised that you had to mark finds, everything had to have a context. And it was so important. I just thought you'd get your trowel, you'd dig down into the soil, flinging earth everywhere, pulling things out of the ground. But Lawrence just explained that, no, you don't do this. You take care. You have to tag everything. And then we carefully clear the soil. You carefully tray everything with a context number and a trench number. So gradually, I calmed my enthusiasm down. Ended up being more careful. But over the few weeks, we learned everything from, we surveyed the site. He showed us how to do that. We were cataloguing, washing. I quite enjoyed washing. We were bagging, we were weighing, we were trying to identify what was going on, what pieces of pottery. Lawrence was always there on hand to say, oh yes, that's a bit of Samian, oh that's a mortarium. It was absolutely fascinating. But then being backed up by the lectures we had, were amazing. We learnt everything from drawing artefacts, drawing pottery, to identifying certain types of pottery from different parts of Europe. It was absolutely amazing. We learnt about the history of archaeology from the very beginnings, and it was amazing. We're trained like archaeologists, and I'm sure professionals would say, oh yes, yeah. But we really felt as if we were really professional archaeologists, and we were taken seriously. And that was absolutely amazing. And I made notes. I've still got them. Always meaning one day that I'm going to do another one. But it was absolutely fascinating. And being hands deep in a Roman rubbish pit, bringing out animal bones and boar's teeth, it was absolutely fantastic. And we did actually find some Roman poo in one of them. And Lawrence confirmed that it was actually, yes. So we even did the fossilised poo. It was brilliant. But the thing I remember most, and I suppose the thing I'll remember to my dying day, was I was in Trench 5, up against the wall, the edge of the trench that was abutting the hedge of the houses on King Street, and I suddenly spotted a piece of Samian sticking out of the soil and got very excited. But I had to curb myself. I called Lawrence over. I said, can I dig it up? He said, no, you can't dig it up. You trowel round it. And then I noticed as the next couple of days, I carefully troweled the area around and realised it was a big piece. It was going down into the soil. And gradually it took a week to excavate it. But I actually held in my hand a piece of Samian ware that Roman matron had been furious. Some little slave had smashed her best fruit bowl and been probably beaten soundly, and it had just been thrown into a pit, and that's where it stayed. And for the first time in 2,000 years, I was holding it. But the frustrating thing about it was, I carried on, found probably two-thirds of the bowl, but I just knew that under that, the end of that trench, under that hedge, there was probably the final piece that would have made it an exact bowl. But we couldn't go any further. That was the limit of the trench, and I've had to leave it there. But it was just enough. And Lawrence brought it back. Everybody was very excited. He blue tacked it together. We got a feel of it. And it was absolutely amazing. I think I've, very seldom been so excited. And it made it all worthwhile. And yes, that's what I always remember. And that bowl will always be, wherever it is, my bowl.